why it's a lie.
In another PacPodgram, if you're in an airplane and say the window gets shot out or the door flies off, then everyone is doomed because you'll all get sucked out. People with mental illnesses are just weak weirdos and there's no hope for them. And if you cut an earthworm in half, you get two earthworms. Each of these statements is false. So let's find out
why it's a lie.
A hole in a plane will suck everybody out. You know, like the window being shot out or the door flying off. That's what happens in the movies, right? Most recently, I saw it in Sharknado 2. Hey, don't judge. That movie was a showcase of physics marvels. So, if it's in Sharknado 2, it must be true, right? Well, in reality, if, say, some bad person blew a hole in a plane or made the door fly off, it would not suck everybody out. There was a plane recently, it had a 4-foot hole in it in the ceiling, on the roof of the plane, and no one flew out. Now, it is possible for someone to get sucked out of a big enough hole. You are up in the air, and the air is thinner outside than inside the pressurized cabin, so some decompression does occur. Like, if you were right beside that bigger-than-you hole when it opened up and didn't have a seatbelt on, yes, you could get sucked out. But just a couple seconds later, when the initial difference in pressure is gone and you aren't sucked out right away, then odds are you're not going to be joining the birdies. The idea that you'd be holding on to the side of a seat with just your hands while your whole body is in the air flying towards the hole while papers and briefcases are flying past you and hitting you in the head, not true. Also, the hole probably isn't going to keep growing like in some movies because, well, planes are not made out of balsa wood. They're made out of tougher materials, you know, like metal and stuff. Keep in mind, planes are pressurized for a reason, so this is when you would need to put on your oxygen mask. Oh, and you know what else keeps you from being sucked out of a plane? Your seatbelt. If the hole opened up right beside you, your seatbelt would most likely keep you in the plane. And, fun fact, you know when people talk about the crash position? Assume the crash position. It really helps. I'm going to explain why in episode 20 when we do an episode talking about things that I thought were going to be a lie but turned out to be totally true. But anyway, a hole in a plane sucking everything out? That's why it's a lie. And Michelle's up next.
People with mental illnesses like depression should just suck it up or go into hiding because life doesn't get any better. Well, that's certainly a depressing statement. Luckily, it's not true. When someone breaks their arm, we wouldn't expect them to just get over it, nor would we blame them if they needed a cast, sling, or other help while they recovered. So it's important to remember that mental illnesses are real health problems with effective treatments, and they don't just go away on their own. Does having a mental illness make you weak? Absolutely not. People who experience mental illnesses may actually be better at managing stress than people who haven't experienced it at all. Many who experience mental illnesses learn skills like stress management and problem solving so they can take care of stress before it affects their well-being. Taking care of yourself and asking for help when you need it are signs of strength, not weakness. Is there hope? Yes, there is. Today, there are many kinds of treatments, services, and supports. No one should expect to feel unwell forever. The fact is, people who experience mental illnesses can and do lead productive, interesting lives. They work, volunteer, and contribute to their communities. Even if you experience a mental illness that lasts for a long time, you can learn how to manage symptoms so you can get back to your goals. One of the worst things about mental illnesses are the dismissive, negative attitudes from people who don't know enough about it.
And finally, if you cut an earthworm in half, boom, two earthworms. That's how nature works, right? Actually, you get one dead earthworm. If you had to dissect an earthworm in grade 10 biology class like I did, well, you'd see that an earthworm has a mouth at one end and a butt at the other. In the middle, there's a few hearts and sex organs and intestines, but when kids rip them in half, they see that both ends are still moving around, which is because of all the muscle layers. And then the kids think to themselves, hey, yeah, two worms. You're welcome, worm. Sadly, if they had the attention span to stick around, they would find themselves with an unmoving, lifeless earthworm in their hands. So, two worms from one knife? That's why it's a lie. Please remember, we have a Facebook page that you can like. We are on iTunes. We're on Podomatic. You can hit us up there, podomatic.com. And that's it. Thanks for listening to
Why It's a Lie.
Why It's a Lie. Created by Jim and helped out by friends like me. I'm Mark. Please subscribe to Why It's a Lie on iTunes and leave awesome reviews. Thanks for listening.